Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, September 9th, 2008, looks at Aaron Rodgers' debut as the Packers' starting quarterback, and examines how the Packers pulled out their season-opening win against the Vikings. So don't go anywhere, you're listening to Packer Transplants.
On the run, making the catch, is Blackman of the 24 to the 25, high stepping 30, left sideline, 35, 40, he's to the 45, 50, he's cutting it back to the 40, he's to the 35, 30, he may go all the way, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Will Blackman!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football!
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today, we'll bask in the glow of 1-0, talk about Aaron Rodgers' debut as the starter, and cover as much ground as we can in the afterglow of the team's first 2008 victory. So let's get started.
Where do we start? The good, the bad, and the ugly.
We got the good. We got Aaron Rodgers.
The man.
Greg Jennings.
The myth.
Aaron Campman.
The legend.
And we got the bad. We got Bob Sanders.
Bob, you want some vanilla with that?
Brandon Jackson.
Hold on to the ball, buddy.
Mason Crosby.
Mason, kick it over them.
And we got the ugly. We got Tony Moll.
And his penalty for being downfield was ugly. However, upon further reflection, I'd like to switch Brandon Jackson and Tony Moll. So, Tony, you're out of the ugly category. Brandon Jackson, that was ugly.
I'm putting him back in the ugly, though.
Who, Tony Moll?
Yeah.
Very nice. I don't know. I thought he had a solid game. He had a couple penalties, you know. But overall, going against Kevin Williams, he did a very, very admirable job. All three guys on inside did. I was shocked. Shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Rodgers didn't get hit.
I'm still in disbelief, actually. It's only been a day, so.
How could you not be? I mean, Rodgers did not get touched.
Well,
we were destroying Tavarius Jackson. I mean, he was getting the ball off.
Yeah.
But he was getting knocked down almost every play.
Yeah.
So I was very, very pleased with the showing from the offensive line after the first and 33, of course.
Yeah.
that was a bit upsetting.
The whole first quarter was sloppy.
Yeah,
there still was kind
was
of
bad.
You could
just
still
bad.
See how weak the O-line was. You could still see that, I don't know, you could still see we had to scheme our way out of it.
A couple times. Yeah, the rollouts and things like that, definitely. But you know what we didn't have to scheme out of? Giving the ball to Aaron Rodgers. What a game this kid had.
He had a good game.
I mean, I hope
ask for more.
Yeah, I think he really started to silence some doubters last night. I mean, they're always going to be there.
Yeah.
And they're always going to, you know, pick their little picks and get on him and whatever.
Yeah.
But he had a very, very good game last night. And like I've said, I've written and I've talked ad nauseum this offseason. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to surprise a lot of people, and it started last night.
He did a lot of things. He had a quarterback sneak. He had a touchdown.
Yeah, he had some great rollouts.
Thread the needle.
Thread the needle. He had that
chuck it up for
sick.
Jesus.
Which, you know, Greg Jennings went and got.
He said, he was like, I'm throwing it up to you. I don't
as
care.
As far as I can. Just keep running and make a play. That was great. It was great. And I guess I would be, I'd have more to say if I had wondered about it, but I really didn't. You know, I knew he was going to come out and be good. Now, over the course of a 16-game season, you know, again, there are going to be hiccups. There are going to be problems.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, great.
So
great
far, so good.
Step.
Well,
exactly.
You know, I know you don't believe in this, but we're going to compare stats a little bit. We had a I thought he beat Favre last night, like, for the showing-wise, like, back-to-back.
Well, I thought he played a better game.
A more complete game.
I do, too.
But the stats have Favre 15 for 22, 194 yards with a 125.9 passer rating. And on the other side of the scale, we have Aaron Rodgers, 18 for 22, only 4 incompletions, 178 yards with a 68-yard touchdown bizomb.
Well, it wasn't a touchdown bomb.
It's true.
It's just a bomb.
115.5 passer rating.
Yeah, I think in the formula, it hurts him that he ran in for that touchdown rather than for throwing it.
It's true.
It.
Because he had three more completions than Favre.
And Corey and I have had this spat off mic, and we'll have a miniaturized version for you now. I think it's utterly ridiculous to compare the two. Corey's going to do it every freaking week just
because,
to annoy me.
No.
I think it's ridiculous.
It's not a knock against Aaron Rodgers, and it's not a knock against Brett Favre, but Ted Thompson, decided to go down this path. He took all of us down this path. And while I'm wholeheartedly for Aaron Rodgers and wholeheartedly for Brett Favre, because the better he does, the better the Packers do, I Absolutely. Really want a second round draft pick. I really, really, really want a defensive lineman somewhere. Maybe we trade that second pick for a first pick. Hey, that's a big pick, you know?
First day pick.
I want that. And I think you got to compare him because you got a living legend who used to be our quarterback, who a lot of us, maybe not me, maybe not you, but a lot of our listeners still wish was the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
I hear you.
And so he's living in an alternate reality. And in this corner, in our real reality, it's kind of nice to balance him. And I actually thought Aaron Rodgers did better than Favre this weekend. I really did.
I did too. And now, the reason I think it's ridiculous is that they're not going up against the same defenses. They're not using the same supporting cast.
Yeah, true.
It's not even the same weather conditions, more likely than not. If we could compare them, if we could go back last night, rewind the tape, and then put Favre in, and then
Madden,
play the game again, exactly.
That'd be awesome.
If we could do that, that would be great.
It's true.
But we can't.
But
so it's ridiculous.
It is, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know?
Very good.
Because that's what it is. It's a show with two people. And so, just like America, we don't always agree.
We're left and right. I don't see two sides to the Packer transplants. You want to see something
really ridiculous, though, that we can both agree on?
What's that?
Here are some stats. 16 for 34.
Right.
178 yards with a passer rating of 59.
Who's that?
He plays for the Vikings.
Oh, the Jackson kid. Yeah. He's not so good.
Wow. And speaking of not so good, yeah, he's not.
No, I mean, he was throwing the ball at people's feet. He was sailing it. I mean, he did a good job of standing in the pocket. I will give him that. And he made plays with his feet when he had to.
Mm-hmm.
He took a beating, too. I mean, he took a beat down.
Speaking of beat downs, I think there was a signature play in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah. You mean when we actually brought a blitz?
A blitz. And a stunt, if that,
too. A stunt and a blitz at the same time.
It's true. Let's listen to it.
Out of the shotgun for Tavares Jackson with a setback. Chester Taylor to his right. Snap to Jackson.
There it is.
He's hit and set. Aaron Kampen looped right up the middle and sacks him back near the 38-yard line. Never saw him.
What they did, Wayne, they stepped up Nick Barnett. He charges to the outside, and then Aaron Kampen comes into the inside. The Viking offensive line did not pass off, did not zone it. Aaron Kampen comes in free.
He came in free, destroyed Jackson, and I really need to apologize to my baby daughter, Olive, because, wow, did I wake her up when that happened.
You're such a loudmouth.
I was so good, and I know that's really early in the game, but I was so good up to that point. It was like, things were happening, and I was like, yes, yeah, good job, guys. All right, good job. And then... You know,
I can't do that.
Things were like happening. Like, I think Carolyn had the other two girls in the bath, or we were walking, running around. Let me tell you, it's an event, Monday Night Football at our house, when you got three girls that you're trying to put down for bed and the game is on.
I thought it was an event at my house when you got like 15 people there and you're trying to serve chili and nobody really wants to watch football. They all want to talk to each other.
Those
but you're the only
people.
Well, sort of, but they're my friends.
I know.
It's awesome and I love them and I love that they come, but they don't really care about the Packers game. So I'm the only one that cares. And I'm always the one that's going, you know what? I'm not going to yell at the TV anymore because that's so stupid, like 2 hours before the game.
Right.
And then the game actually gets on.
And you find yourself
like,
yelling all the time.
You don't have a choice.
Well, that play we just played was the play that kind of like popped it for me. And then for the rest of the game, I was yelling at the TV. But like, I woke her up and I'm so sorry, baby. I love you.
I'm not sorry. She has to be inoculated to the realities of your
daughter. Let me tell you this. I was holding her. Like, she's 2 weeks old. I was holding her when Tynes kicked the kick in the NFC Championship game that killed our Super Bowl chances.
I remember being at your house and you holding hers and me yelling loud, and I think she got upset.
No, that was Violet. That was the Chargers game last year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we all yelled when Favre threw the pass to Jennings for the touchdown, and Violet got really upset because we were all so loud. My poor little baby Bougas. But you know who's not a baby Bougas, who's a grown man, who I also owe an apology to?
Aaron Rodgers?
No, Will Blackman. Will Blackman ran the punt back, the touchdown, and I didn't put him in the good, bad, and the ugly.
While you're at it, you should apologize to Jared Bush because he had the key block on that play.
Why should I apologize to Jared? Freaking Bush.
Because without Jarrett Bush, Will Blackman doesn't make that touchdown.
Without Jarrett Bush, life is a better place for the Green Bay Packers. That's all I got to say.
I'll say the same thing about Darren College as well as he played last night.
Okay. Anyway, I apologize to Will Blackman. Mr. Blackman, sincere apologies. Next time you bring one back to the house, you will be in the good category.
Hey, he made the opener.
The next day. He did make the opener, but he should have also been in the good category. I mean, I probably should have dropped Greg Jennings. I just really like Greg Jennings, as everyone knows.
Yeah, who doesn't?
The kid's a star.
Who doesn't? Except for I didn't like his little intro in Monday Night Football. But
I thought he was good. I thought he was
It was okay.
It was all right.
I didn't like that he included himself. Usually when you're the guy that intros, you don't do yourself, and he kind of did.
Nick Barnett was good when he said, I'll take it from here, Mike. That was good. I like that.
Yeah, well.
As mouthy as he is.
I think he's going to be, he's most likely to be a broadcast announcer on our team.
Afterwards. Absolutely.
Charles Woodson, maybe.
Yeah, possibly. Well, Woodson's got the humor for it, but Barnett has the aptitude, definitely.
Well, you know who has some hardcore fans?
Cheesehead TV podcast, Packer Transplants?
Yes, we do. And I want to extend a welcome to our hardcore fans out there from last year who are listening and coming back for
welcome
the season.
Back welcome 2008 back, 2008 Packer
have
Transplants.
Got, listen, people, 646-797-2909. That is our fan podcast voicemail. And we have got one of the most hardcore Cheesehead TV Packer Transplants fans on the line. Here's what he has to say.
Aaron and Corey. Thanks for another year of podcasts. Vikings, get out of town and take Kornheiser with you. Oh, yeah!
Gee whiz, Dad! Whatever happened to that Super Bowl I program you used to keep in the living room?
Well, Bobby, your dad had to pawn it after your mother left.
Aw, shucks. I always loved looking at that. If only there was an easy-to-use tool on the internet that would help us find a copy.
There is! The Packer Auction at CheeseheadTV.com.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere.
Welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere, the third edition of this venerable series. this week, I'd like to shine the spotlight over at Packer Palace.
Packer Palace.
Which has one of the greatest, most unabashed Packer fandom posts I have ever witnessed.
And it was posted before the game.
In my entire life. Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was because
they did the update.
The
no, they did the
oh,
update.
Oh, that's great. The title of the post is Super Bowl Bound. Roger that. You just cannot disagree with a post like that.
Well, and actually, when you read the reasoning of the post, there's not a lot to disagree with unless you're not a Packers fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, I'm sorry, if you're a Brett Favre fan.
I'm a Brett Favre fan, but I'm also a Green Bay Packer fan.
Easy. All right. I just like to stir it
up. You can be both. You can be both.
I just like to stir it up.
I know.
Stirring it up. Stirring it up.
Bring Brett back. Speaking of
speaking of stirring it up. Yeah, how are they doing, by the way? Is that still a live website? Have they taken it down yet?
I think they're still taking petitions, actually.
Are they really? It's going well there, guys. Bring Brett back. He's
coming back. He's going to quit the Jets.
He's going to quit. He's going to come back. BringBrettBack.net. Well done. You really completed your mission. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Why you got to knock it?
I kid because I love.
We have like 100,000 less fans than we did because of that.
Why? Because I make fun of BringBrettBack.net?
Yeah.
Or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
Please. Let me tell you this. while I'm in the mood of making fun of people, let's make fun of some Packer chatters. Let's make some fun of Packers Therapy, who just leapt in front of us yet again on the iTunes charts.
People.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If you're listening to our podcast right now, if you're listening to our podcast, go on iTunes, okay, and leave a review. I don't even care if it's good, because anything will put us up ahead of them.
Positive, negative, indifferent. We don't care. Just type XYZ.
Do you really
just need reviews?
Do you really want people when they go to they put in Packers in iTunes and they get Packers Therapy?
I mean, that's something like that you play for mental patients if they're like. If they just can't wake up from a coma, and it's probably better that they don't.
They just need to listen
play
to
Packers
something.
Therapy. I mean, good gracious. That's like watching paint dry over there. Boys, wake up. Give us a little pizzazz.
We've got something for Packer fans that I think that most people who have listened to this podcast have never heard. I've never heard this before in my life.
Oh, I know. I know what you're talking about.
Here we
this
go.
This is unbelievable.
This, okay.
I arrived here at Corey's tonight, and Corey played this for me, and it blew my mind.
Well, I was trying to find what the crap the Vikings talked that Greg right. Bedard was talking about, right. how there's bad blood and all this stuff. So, right. of course, the Minnesota Vikings don't have interviews on their website like the Green Bay Packers do because...
No, because they're Bush League.
They're terrible. Right. So what I got instead when I put... I Googled Minnesota players. I don't know what I Googled, but somehow I found this, and here you go. This is, I hate this song, by the way.
This is real. This. Like, let me
Someone
point something
made
out. Wait.
This, and
Someone
it was a Vikings fan.
Took some time to sit down. Two people, apparently.
Garage band, probably.
Probably sat down and took at least 10 minutes to put this together.
Yeah, you know, the Vikes are playing the pack, don't you know?
Oh, yeah, we're going to kick some Green Bay butt, you know.
Cheeseheads. We'll beat them.
Cheeseheads.
Yeah, right. Cheeseheads. Beating on the cheeseheads. Beating on the cheeseheads. We are all rejoicing. We're beating on the cheeseheads. Going tailgate. The Vikings are great. Hey, Wisconsin, you're the ones we love to hate. Beating on the cheeseheads. Beating on the cheeseheads.
Guys, whoever you are, God bless you.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank God I'm not a Vikings fan.
I mean, wow. Can we just marinate in that for a second?
Look, for all of you that want to listen to that over and over again, like I already have and laugh my butt off every time, we have that available for download on our blog.
The full minute 30, the mega mix.
It gets better in a bad way.
Beating on the cheeseheads.
Beating on the cheese.
There's no title.
Cheese. Head. I like how they always do head. Like, yeah. Even at the last one, they do head.
No, head. It's okay. All hitting the head.
Beating on cheese and head in the same.
Easy. Easy. It's a family podcast.
It's not a good phrase.
No. No.
It's terrible.
It's awful. The whole thing is
it's
awful.
Not even a good
you know
loop
what?
They use.
You know what? It needs work. Definitely
you think?
Needs work.
Well, it kind of is a metaphor for the Vikings.
What, they need work? Yeah, they certainly do.
They need more than work.
Hey, wait a second. The Vikings are not the only team that needs work.
Oh, yeah.
The Packers have a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Although, I'd rather need work at 1-0 than need work at 0-1.
You got a good point there, Mr. Banky. Got to agree with that. And I think Coach agrees with us, too. He was asked about it today at his press conference.
We have a lot of work to do. I say it all the time, and I mean it. We'll correct it with the players tomorrow. It's important to get it corrected. We don't ever sweep anything under the rug around here. That'll never change because we feel like we're going to go into a hornet's nest up here in Detroit with our home opener.
Hornet's nest.
Detroit. Rock City.
Matt Millen.
You see? Wow, that's a joke with two words. That's just harsh. I mean, what else is harsh? The Detroit Lions. Oh my goodness, this is a terrible football team that we should beat by 30 points. Good night. Thank you. I mean, really,
I agreed.
That's about it.
I agreed, and I didn't want to say that's true for the 30th time on this podcast.
But it is true. It is. Absolutely, we should beat this team by 30 points.
It is
this
true.
Is how pathetic I am. Last night, game's over. I've watched the highlights. I've read the internet. I've shut it all down. I get in bed, turn on the DirecTV. What do I watch? The Detroit Lions on Shortcuts.
I'm sorry.
I watched their game against Atlanta. That's how pathetic I am. Because I want to be informed when I talk to these people on the old internet. But let me say this. This is a terrible team. They can't tackle. They can't catch. They can't run. And they have no special teams.
Mm.
Other than that, they're fantastic.
And Matt Millen is their general manager.
Manager, that's true. And I am incorrect in one thing. They can catch the ball. That's about it.
Well, I would hope so when you draft a wide receiver in the first round for like 5 years in a row.
Well, several of which are no longer with the team.
And Sean Rodgers is not with the team either,
nope,
which I was like, wow, how did that happen?
He's in Cleveland being overweight and overpaid there.
He's in Cleveland with Corey Williams.
Corey Williams not putting any pressure on Tony Romo. Good job. But as far as the Packers go, it's a trap game, classic trap game. This is a team they absolutely should destroy. They cannot overlook them. We got Dallas the week after. Cannot be looking past them to Dallas. Secondly, execution, both sides of the ball. It's got to be crisp, got to be clean. None of this first and 33 ridiculousness. Come out, execute, put them away early.
And I don't think they will look past the Lions, just because I feel like this team still has this unsettled, not in a bad way, but
finding its identity.
Who's the starter? Like they're still trying to figure out who they are, and they don't have time to think, oh, well, we're this, because they're nothing.
Right. They're a good
they're a good solid team, but they're still they're still clay.
Formed. I like that. No, it's true. And if you look at last year, the team started with this improbable victory against Philadelphia.
Special teams plays being key.
And that team got better and better as the year went on. And I think the exact same thing is going to happen here. I think this team has got a great base to work off of. It's only going to get better as the year goes on.
And our special teams, I mean, bar none, our special teams is better. It's almost the same team from last year.
And they've improved.
And
across the board.
Jarrett Bush, Desmond Bishop,
right.
Will Hunter. Blackman, Tremont Williams.
Absolutely.
Hunter.
I mean, the depth
Kuhn,
has gotten better.
Hall. I mean, you look at the names on it. It's all starters, basically.
Yeah. It's guys who play from scrimmage. You know, they're not just there for special teams. McCarthy said it last year. You got to be able to do two things on this team or you're not going to be on the team. And they've pretty much got that pretty much across the board.
I want to see another 60-yard run from Ryan Grant against the Lions.
I think you're going to see a lot of long runs.
I remember a first game of the season against the Lions.
Right.
Actually, I think it was the third game. We still had Amon Green playing for us, and he had a 65-yard touchdown run.
Yep. I had him on my fantasy team that year.
Oh, that was so good. We had lost. Sweet. Actually, I think we were 0-2, and that game we had our first big win.
Busted it out, yep.
I'd like to see some Ryan Grant doing
Ryan
some
Grant
similar stuff.
Ryan Grant is going to explode. If he plays, because apparently his hamstring's hurting, great.
Mm.
Way to hold out, buddy.
Thanks for holding out. And, oh, by the way, Ryan, thank your agent for me.
Yeah, tell Alan I say hi.
By the way, we just want to tell our listeners that next week there will be no Packer Transplants show. I have to work.
It's got to get paid by the man.
But we will be back after the Cowboys game with a new episode of Packer Transplants.
And a lot to say, I have no doubt.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.